KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Clear to partly cloudy skies at 8:05. It's 55 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 76. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Officials of the Harlan Police Department yesterday released a report on arrests. The incidents dated back to June the 19th. Among the reports that they had, and it was noted on June the 20th, that officers were called to several locations where items had been taken from garages and gas cans also taken. There were also several reports of gas being siphoned from vehicles on June 20th. As a result of the investigation, 37-year-old Jeffrey Simpson of Harlan was taken into custody and charged with 4 counts of burglary in the third degree and 2 counts of theft in the fifth degree. On June 23rd, 14-year-old Mason Schmitz of Harlan was arrested when officers were called to Taylor Quick Pick for an apparent shoplifting. Officers were able to view surveillance tapes from the store and identify Schmitz allegedly taking several e-cigarette items. Schmitz was charged with theft in the fifth, which will be referred to juvenile court, and with minor in possession of tobacco products. On June 24th, 36-year-old Frank Dunn of Villisca was arrested on an active Pottawatomie County warrant for criminal mischief in the fourth degree. Dunn was brought to the Shelby County Jail. And on June 27th, 35-year-old Dicey Trotter of Atlantic was arrested in Harlan following a traffic stop. Trotter was cited for excessive speed and driving under suspension, given a court date, and then released. The Mills County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday reported 4 arrests. On July the 3rd, 30-year-old Bradley Allen Fink of Malvern was arrested on a warrant for theft in the first degree and a conspiracy to commit non-forcible felony. His bond was set at $15,000. On July the 4th, 36-year-old Aaron Michael Green of Rockport, Missouri, was arrested in Mills County for theft in the second degree and felony eluding. His bond was set at $8,000. And this past Monday, 34-year-old Nathan Kyle Hale of Hannibal, Missouri, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. His bond was set at $1,000. Elsewhere in Iowa news, a clergyman is buying raffle tickets with the hopes that he wins and will be able to spare a city official from being shocked by a stun gun. The city of Van Meter has been selling raffle tickets as part of a public safety fundraiser. The winner will get the opportunity to use a stun gun on City Administrator Jake Anderson or Councilman Bob Lacey. A pastor at the Van Meter Baptist Church, Paul Porter, has been raising money to buy as many raffle tickets as he can. He said that if he were to win, neither man would get shocked. The American Civil Liberties Union of Iowa has condemned the event as improper and a dangerous use of a stun gun. The council in Sioux City wants more information from staffers and a local company that says its technology can solve the city's odor problems. Co-owner Mike Lally of Enviro ESI told council members on Monday that the technology could cut hydrogen sulfide levels, the rotten egg smell, coming from the city's wastewater treatment plant. Lally wants to replace the city's filter that's part of the treatment of the wastewater before it's sent into the Missouri River. Lally says his company would rent the technology to the city for $4,000 a month. But Mayor Bob Scott says he'd rather the city buy the equipment than pay a monthly fee. The city council asked for more cost information from Lally, as well as more information from city staff about Sioux City's wastewater treatment. A top veterinary official at the U.S. Department of Agriculture says more money, surveillance, and farm security is needed to fight off a possible return of the bird flu this fall. David Swain, director of the USDA Poultry Research Laboratory, told the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee on Tuesday that no new cases have been detected in 3 weeks, but he says the government has increased surveillance of wild birds to detect any return of the virus and is working with farms to improve biosecurity. He says work continues on a vaccine, and the USDA is hiring 460 temporary animal technicians as first responders in case the virus returns. The outbreak has forced farmers to kill 48 million turkeys, chickens, and other birds in 15 states, mostly in Iowa, Minnesota, and Nebraska. Two Iowans who participated in a U.S. Senate hearing on the bird flu outbreak were critical of the government's response, but they say they believe things are improving. Brad Moline of Moline Farms in Manson raises turkeys and spoke after the hearing about the problems he saw with the responses of the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Animal Plant Health Inspection Services, or APHIS.
One of the biggest problems that we faced in the industry was not only the devastating loss, economic loss, the emotional toll and loss that we had just dealing with these birds that we worked so hard to raise, but it was complicated by unclear communication from APHIS and the USDA, and also complicated by some of their contractors, as well as the cumbersome paperwork.
United Egg Producers Chairman James Dean of Sioux Center agreed that there were problems with communicating with the government.
I think this was such a devastating disease for everybody that a lot of people were caught off guard and the systems weren't in place to deal with the extreme volume of cases that were happening so quickly.
He says the issues went beyond the facilities.
It's dramatically impacted not only the egg producers, the turkey growers, but also it's impacted the people of small town Iowa, the communities where it's impacted all of the ancillary businesses that are involved. In Sioux Center, we had the community came together and had prayer services for our management team, our company, our employees, our staff, and everybody involved. So we've had tremendous support from the community.
Dean says the hearing was a good way to discuss the issues surrounding the bird flu response. Moline said the lack of communication made the situation worse.
The number one problem was there were contractors hired by the government in the area to assist the depopulation, the composting, the removal of litter, and the cleaning and disinfecting areas of this. Many of them weren't adequately trained in the USDA or by the USDA and APHIS to properly communicate what steps need to be done.
And Moline says he believes things have gotten better as they've talked with federal officials.
We've had some new veterinarians and new people from the USDA in that have greatly improved the communication levels and helped us streamline some of the paperwork. So I feel very confident moving forward that we can learn and improve from this very bad outbreak.
Iowa Senators Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst called for the hearing of the Senate Agriculture Committee. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.